How to Have Impossible Conversations by Boghossian and Lindsay. The one-sentence summary. It is possible to have productive conversations, even with people with entrenched views, if you foster a climate of civility, connection, and empathy. What the book says. Heated debates often lead to insults and shaming, blocking productive discourse. But if you develop practical conversation techniques, you can learn the subtle art of instilling doubts and opening minds. The fundamentals are 1. Goals. Why are you engaged in this conversation? 2. Partnerships. Be partners, not adversaries. 3. Rapport. Develop and maintain a good connection. 4. Listen. Listen more, talk less. 5. Shoot the messenger. Don't deliver your truth. It's not your job to convert people. 6. Intentions. People have better intentions than you think. And 7. Walk away. Don't push your conversation partner beyond their comfort zone. If you want to start changing people's minds, try these techniques. 1. Modelling. Model the behaviour you want to see in others. 2. Words. Define terms up front. People use words like faith, belief, etc. very differently. 3. Ask questions. Focus on a specific question. 4. Acknowledge extremists. Point out bad things that people on your side of the argument do. 5. Navigate social media. Do not vent on it. 6. Don't blame, do discuss contributions. Shift from blame to contribution. 7. Focus on epistemology. That's the investigation of what distinguishes justified belief from opinion. Figure out how people know what they claim to know. 8. Learn. Learn what makes someone close-minded. And 9. What not to do. So that's be discourteous, display anger, raise your voice, talk over someone, ridicule or blame, accuse someone of being stupid, and so forth. Avoid all of these. More advanced skills include Rapoport's rules. Rapoport was a Russian-born American game theorist. His system was re-express their views, list points of agreement, mention what you learned, and only then rebut. Avoid facts. Do not bring them into the conversation because most people's opinions aren't based on them. Yes and. Remove the word but from your spoken vocabulary.